Do you ever wonder what would happen if, well, if...
If you give a dad a podcast.
I'm what you call a nerdy fan. I nerd out at this stuff. Hardcore.
You'll hear me talk about anime on here. You'll hear me talk about Power Rangers. You'll hear me talk about wrestling on here.
Okay.
I had an axe handle with a twisted T on me. It was right after that Twisted Tea video went viral. And man, they went out and grabbed it and smacked me in the head with it. It was so...
That's great.
I'd like to think of this podcast as a nostalgia moment for me. It's a show where I can talk about whatever I want.
I'm a human and I'm a chiropractor. There was a picture of me. It looked like I was on the side of a ramen box over in China.
So I took my kids with me to Comic-Con.
I thought that was really cool.
Well, I don't know if my wife should listen to this podcast.
We'll cut that part out.
You're like, and then Robert said this.
If you give a dad a podcast, available now on all podcasting platforms.
Hey, welcome back to Dad Space, the podcast for dads by dads. I hope you're doing wonderful. Hope things are going well for you and your family. Kids, the job, all those things. Here on Dad Space, we're here to celebrate all things dad, including you. Yeah, we're here for you, and I'd love to hear from you over at dadspace.ca, our website, where we celebrate, again, all things dad. So having you here is great, because we want to look at something to kind of reset our focus as a dad, and what really matters. What really matters in the long term? And as you look at the title of this episode, this is a message for dads, a legacy, and what will matter 100 years from now? What will really matter? And that's the focus of today's podcast. So thanks for being here. Here we go. So one of the things I love about TikTok is it throws up these quotes and little clips. And so I've been following a lot of dad podcasts, like you heard at the beginning. Shout out to all the dad podcasts out there, and I'm going to try to feature as many dad podcasts as possible at the beginning of this show so you can go listen to other shows for dads. So if you have a podcast for dads, let me know. I'd like to do a little commercial for you here on this podcast to tell people more about your show and get you more listeners. So reach out to me through dadspace.ca and let's get a commercial for your show here on Dadspace. And what I came across was a clip around what's really going to matter 100 years from now? Because I think we get tied up as dads in all of the things that preoccupy us, our intentions, our goals. We are chasing up all those little things that really don't matter in the big scheme of things. And this little quote really caught my attention, so I thought I'd share with you as our starting point of our conversation. So here's what I heard. Here's why when I heard this, I thought of you. And I wanted to share with you, so here we go.
In 100 years, we will all be buried without families and friends. Strangers will live in our homes that we worked so hard to build, and someone else will own everything that we have today. Most of our possessions will be given away or thrown out and destroyed, including the car that we have spent a fortune on, will probably be scrap. Our descendants will hardly know who we were. Nor will they remember us. How many of us know who our great-grandfather was? After we die, we will be remembered for a few more years, and then we will just a portrait on someone's wall. And, a few decades later, our photos and deeds will disappear into histories of living, we won't even be included in future memories. If we pause today to analyze these facts, perhaps, we would understand how pointless it is for us to worry about the majority of things that consume our minds on a daily basis. If we could only think about this, surely our approaches, our thoughts, and our deeds would change, and we would do life today differently.
So what caught my attention with this is, it goes to a picture I have on the shelf behind me. It's a picture of my ancestors. And it was taken back in the days when you had to stand still for a long time. And so everybody looks really sad and somber in the photo. It's black and white, and it's a group of people. And There are relatives from my mother's side of the family. That's about all I know. I don't know who any of these people are. But if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here right now. But I have this photo, and it's interesting because I look at these people and they look like strangers, but they're also, they look familiar, they look like family. And this picture's got to be close to 100 years old, I would say. And when I look at it, I keep looking over my shoulder while I'm recording this. As I look at this image, I see people who probably never thought they would ever be forgotten, who would never think that, A, we'd be this so advanced in the world, and we'd be doing a podcast and listening to it around the world, and their world was so much different than our world today, and 100 years from now, our world is going to be completely different than what we're seeing today. And we strive so much as parents, as dads, to create a life for our kids, to create a home, to furnish that home, to fill the cupboards with food, to have money for the kids to do extras, have fun, be a part of sports, get an education, all those things. We want to provide. We want to be a source of provision for our family and being there to make sure our kids have what they need when they need it. A pair of shoes that last for a month and you have to go buy them again. Clothes that wear out. Clothes that their kids grow out of. It's a constant cycle of what's next. And then you have a house. If you own a house, you got to do all the maintenance. You got to do all the repairs. And we have a gas fireplace in our house, and I had to get a $2,000 part to get my fireplace to work again, or replace the whole thing for $5,000 plus. And I'm like, well, I like having heat in the basement. It makes it a little more comfortable to be podcasting when you actually have a heat source. But it was an option, and it took a while to save up the money to do that. And we just seem like we're always providing and giving and giving and giving. But when I think about the family in the photo behind me on my bookshelf, they did the same thing. They provided for their family. They created a home. They did the best they could with what they had back then. Their measure of success and attaining a healthy, productive lifestyle is completely different than ours today. And 100 years from now, it'll be completely different then as well. And I just think we spend so much time purchasing vehicles, buying things, putting out money, accumulating stuff. For what purpose? Because at the end of our days, someone else is going to have to clean all this stuff up. Somebody's going to have to make decisions about things that we cherished that they don't want, they don't need or have room for. Family members that already have all the furniture in their home, and my furniture is not required. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants that dresser, that chair, that table, those photos. Nobody wants any of this stuff. And it's a very sobering thought to think that we aren't superheroes. We're not going to be here forever. And we need to value the right things in life. And the whole thing around that quote that I played for you was, you know, that someone else is going to live in the home that you cherish. Someone else is going to own the things you own, and that car that you love, whether it's new or old, that car is going to be scrap one day, and no one will care about a scratch on the side of it because it's going to be just trashed. And I kind of look at this and go, what can we focus on as dads? What can we do that's going to bring a future for our family? And I think the biggest thing that we can offer to our family is to create a legacy. So for me, a podcast, my kids can hear my voice in the future, and I love that. I have old tapes of my father that I listen to just to hear his voice. So maybe creating legacy would be a good first start. How can you do that? Record yourself. Do something that lasts the test of time. Something that your kids can have access to in the future. A podcast is a great way to do that. It's really not that hard to do, but it's also great because it lives on. So that's one way. Telling your story. I think the one thing I would say to all dads, especially as your kids grow up, is to help them realize how much of a human you are. Share with them your struggles. Share with them your story. Tell your grade 5 student what it was like for you in grade 5. Tell your student in the home that's being bullied what it felt like for you to be bullied. There's a lot of things that can bring the humanity of a parent into the life of a kid. And I think the more we do that, the better. There's a video from, I believe it's Jordan Davis. The song is called Dancing in a Parking Lot. In the very beginning of the video, you see a couple coming out to the car that's parked in the parking lot of a store. And it's a husband and wife, and they're all lovey-dovey. And then you see their child in the backseat of the car look up and see their parents, you know, loving each other in the moment. And just, you know, the playfulness of being a couple. And the little smile that comes on their son's face, just like, yeah, that's my parents. Anytime that we can help our kids see how human we are, I think will help to give them memories that take us off the photos on the wall, that take us, you know, into the reality of that, yeah, these are real people. Again, looking back over my shoulder at this family portrait of complete strangers to me, I don't know, I couldn't name them. But the humanity is lost in that photo. I don't know these people. But if we can do stuff as parents that show our kids that we're real, just real human beings, we're going to mess up. We're not going to do things right. We're not superheroes as much as our kids would think we are. We're not. We really aren't. We're learning as we go. We're making up the rules and breaking the rules and doing it all at the same time as a parent. We've never done this before. And if we have, each of our children are different, so that doesn't help. We're always recreating our parenting skills in the moment. And again, we're going to make bad judgment calls. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things wrong. And I think the more our kids can see us as real people, not just a picture on the wall, I think that's going to help them to remember us better. So my question to you is, how are you creating legacy for your kids? What are you putting in place? How will your kids remember you? How is your family going to be better after we're gone? How will you be remembered? I think it's something that we need to think about. Put into place now so that our kids know us well, our kids feel welcome in our home. Especially as you're in my situation as an empty nester, I always want my home, our home, to be their home, and for them not to feel like they have to knock on the door to come in, you know, that kind of stuff. I want my home to be their home. So my question to you, how are you building legacy? How are you building out your story into 100 years from now? And keep that as your focus, your lens, as to what you think is important in the moment. How does it stand up to the 100-year test? Will this moment, will this thing, this purchase, this activity, this promotion at work, what's going to be the result 100 years from now? I think we can refocus our attention to the things that matter most just by remembering that 100 years from now, a lot of us isn't really going to matter. And in that, make better choices and pick the things that are going to matter years and years and years from now. So promotion, more work in the office, or stay at your current job rate, have the holidays and the time with your family without having to carry a phone with you. That's an example. What's more important in the moment? Think about it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What are you doing to plan out your next 100 years so that your kids are going to remember you, your ancestors and the ones ahead of you, everyone's going to remember your story? What are you going to do? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Dadspace.ca. Here's to the next 100 years. We're all in this together. We got each other. And if you ever need to talk to somebody, dadspace.ca. I'd love to talk to you. Here's to the next 100. Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.